This is definitely a Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Smith, SMITH, first name Dawn, DAWN, date of birth September 17, 1961, date of evaluation April 1st, 26. Referring physician. Dr. Philip Mallory, correction. The referring physician is Dr. Sukdeep Sagu. That is spelled S-U-K-H-D-E-E-P. Sagu, S-A-G-O-O. D-O, title D-O, the chief complaint. The patient is a 66-year-old African-American female who is scheduled for surgical intervention. The patient is noted as a 66-year-old female who was assaulted on August 15th. Period. She has required C5-7 surgical intervention. Period. She had further injured her left shoulder. Period. She had reported intermittent shoulder pain, which radiates to the left axilla. Pain is typically 8/10, and at times radiates down the arm. The patient states that she is no longer able to drive due to her pain, period. Pain is further worsened with sleeping, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms. Period. She had been evaluated and felt to require left shoulder compression, rotator repair. Possible arthroscopic versus open long pain of anesthesis diagnosis and 75.2. The patient's history is further noteworthy for the fact that she had an industrial related injury involving the left shoulder, which occurred on August 5th, 2022, period. At that time, the patient worked as a triage nurse in the emergency room and was assaulted by a patient who punched her in the face, period. She ended up with a neck injury and then also had left shoulder pain since that time, period. She stated that she had not worked since that day, period. The patient had tried conservative therapies, but had failed conservative therapy. As noted, she is now anticipated to undergo surgical treatment, period. She denies any symptoms of exertional chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Past medical history includes one, headache, next number, hypertension. Past surgical history unremarkable. Correction, her past surgical history includes rotator cuff, right shoulder, date unknown, next number tummy tuck, next number cholecystectomy. Additional past medical history includes that of lumbosacral spondylosis without myelopathy, next number chest pain syndrome, next number osteophyte of cervical spine, next number post-traumatic osteoarthritis right shoulder, next number chronic right shoulder pain, next number status post-total shoulder arthroplasty, right, next number kidney stones. Her medications, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, one daily. Lyrica, 75 milligrams, BID. Seroquel, 100 to 200 milligram HS. Prazosin, 1 to 2 milligram HS. Flexeril, 10 milligrams, BID. Allergies. Morphine results in bradycardia. Social history, patient does have a history of cigarette smoking, period. A, re-up system, constitutional, he has had recent weight loss. Head, as per HPI, eyes, she wears reading glasses. Nose, she has reported bleeding. Oral cavity, she has bleeding gums. Neck, she has stiffness, pain, and decreased range of motion. Cardiac, she has had chest pain in the past. Gastrointestinal, she has had constipation and hemorrhoids. Neurologic, she has had headache. Psychiatric, she has depression, insomnia. Hematologic, she has easy bleeding. Review of symptoms, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 136/75, pulse 86, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches. Weight 159.2 pounds. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. HEENT, significant for dental implants. And she has tattoos involving the anterior shoulder, musculoskeletal, left shoulder demonstrates severely decreased range of motion to approximately 45 feet. There is severe tenderness present here. Data review, ECG reveals sinus rhythm 81 beats per minute, and it's otherwise. MRI of the left shoulder, March 9th, 2026. Demonstrate on the axial views, long head of the biceps tendon is within the bicipital groove. and the subscapularis is intact. There is no sign of any obvious glenohumeral arthritis. On the coronal view, there is a high-grade partial delaminated tear involving the rotator cuff supraspinatus and infraspinatus. There is a type 2-3 acromion anterolaterally. There is a type 2 SLAP lesion. There are some arthritic changes at the left AC joint, the joint space narrowing, and cyst formation hypertrophy. The patient was felt to have an incomplete tear of left rotator cuff. Period. With this background, then the patient is seen for cardiovascular clearance. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for pain. Signed, Dr. Lowington.